Welcome back to the Birds and Bees podcast. Megan and I are excited to dive into another topic, and today is one that we get a lot of questions about, and we just wanted to sort of have a little conversation about it. We're going to talk about modesty and bath times and all of those things that have to do with when is it appropriate to be naked, when is it not, and how do we deal with those that are modest and those that are less so. Just welcome back and let's start talking.
Perfect. Like Mary Flo said, so many times we get the same questions over and over and over again. And one of those questions we get a lot is, when do my kids need to stop bathing together? Or when do I need to stop changing in front of my kids? Or my husband thinks, you know, he deserves more privacy than me. just kidding. That's not true. That's just typically how it works out. It's the husband feels uncomfortable changing in front of the kids or whatever, and mom ends up not getting any privacy.
She doesn't really have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. But those questions of when is it, what's appropriate? When I have a daughter and a son, when do they need to stop bathing together? Or when does my son need to go to his room to change and not run around naked in front of the house? Or when do we need to stop being nude in front of our children? All these questions we see over and over and over again. So today we have no guests on our podcast. It is just me and Mary Flo, and we are just going to talk through these frequently asked questions about modesty and nudity and body parts and hopefully answer some of your questions.
I think one thing that is kind of foundational to this is to know your own level of modesty and to kind of take notice of your children's levels of modesty. What are you comfortable with? What are you not comfortable with? And we kind of talk about that as being sort of your radar. Maybe you're changing clothes, you're partially dressed, or you're drying your hair, and one of your children comes in and they don't even notice. They're not aware, you're not aware, you're just talking. But then one day they walk in and their eyes shift to a different part of your body, or you suddenly realize, oh my goodness, you're staring at me in a different way. You're aware that they're more aware. And so that is having your radar up. That's like being aware that, oh, you know what, sweetheart, next time I'm drying my hair, I'm going to leave the door closed, but just knock on it and I'll put my robe on, because that is just sort of a transition time. And that's going to be true with adults and children or with children and children. Wouldn't you say?
Right. And I think a lot of that, the radar and just kind of a level of mindfulness is something you'll see. I think generally speaking, to answer the question, when do my kids need to stop bathing together? You know, siblings together. If you have all girls or all boys, there isn't a lot of concern from parents typically. But if you have mixed gender homes, brothers and sisters, a lot of times the concern is, okay, when do they need to stop being naked together? And a rule of thumb that we always say, and you might have heard us say before, is listen to the most modest person in the home, or be respectful of the most modest person in the home. So let's say you have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old and they're still bathing together. If everybody is okay with that and everybody is happy in the bathtub and mom or dad can bathe everybody all at once, then that is not a problem. So there's no hard, fast rule as far as age is concerned. It's more of like being aware of when someone's uncomfortable. And typically what we have said for years and years, and I'm actually starting to see in my own family, is that around elementary school, somebody will start to voice their opinion or voice a desire for privacy. You know, I think I want to bathe without my sisters, right? I kind of want to take a shower without my brothers, or something like that. And to kind of echo Mary Flo, we encourage parents to be mindful of that desire. Now, at the end of the day, you are the parent trying to get everyone bathed and in bed and keep them alive. So if it saves your life to get everybody together, that's you make the call on that. But I think just to be aware when people start to voice a desire for privacy. But generally speaking, I don't feel like that happens until really mid-elementary school.
Well, it just kind of depends too, like you said, on their relationship. I would keep an ear, even when you know they're old enough to be safe in the bathtub, I would keep my ears close by just to be sure their play is respectful and that they still have to be honoring of that idea of not touching each other's privates and that they're bathing, you know?
Right.
Because sometimes we can say, okay, they're quiet, they're in there, I'm off, you know, I'm off the clock. And they can go elsewhere because they are now confident that they're safe. Be sure that the play is
safe. Not for babies.
No, we never encourage you
to leave a baby alone.
No. I'm just saying,
disclaimer.
When they're older, exactly. No, I'm talking about at that age. They still may not voice that they want to be in a separate bath situation, but maybe you'll say, you know what, I think you're old enough now that you can shower by yourself. You might want to, sometimes you have to step in and say, this play is getting too silly, or we're not being as respectful as I'd like for us to be, or something like that. I've seen that situation too. So,
and I think too, I think having mixed gender siblings, brothers and sisters, I think, I mean, I'm speaking for my own family because that's what we have. It actually allows for lots of really healthy layering conversations.
That's right.
And so in the bathtub, you can say, guys, you know, do not touch his private parts. We never touch anybody else's private parts. Or y'all quit being so silly. You know, we never touch somebody else's private parts. So again, it just allows for lots of opportunities to layer and layer and layer these conversations so they hear this over and over again. So that's a really helpful thing for boundaries. And it's also helpful for vocabulary. You know, in that bath time situation, they are hearing the words penis, they are hearing the words vagina over and over, over again on a daily, or maybe every other day, basis. You know, so I think it's a lot of really great things can come out of siblings bathing together as far as vocabulary, boundaries.
It's a walking biology class.
Yes.
You know, and so, and it's a very positive thing in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's helpful to introduce, you know, words and boundaries and make things very clear. And same as, you know, if everyone's getting out of the bathtub and you're getting all the kids dressed for their pajamas and stuff, for my boys at least, there's so much wrestling all the time. So much wrestling. But it allows for, you know, again, layering and layering. Guys, put your clothes on. We do not play without our clothes on. You know, those are your private parts. Put your underwear on. You know, don't touch his penis. I mean, over and over and over again.
Just reminders, reminders. But layering. That's
yes.
What you're basically doing. You're just drip, drip, drip. Lots of information every day and lots of reminders about privacy.
And I think, too, it's helpful if an older child expresses a desire to bathe by themselves or have that privacy, or is, you know, all of this is assuming this is all pre-puberty. Once kids hit puberty mm-hmm. and their bodies physically are changing, then that is I think a line to draw for
right.
sure. But we are taking this way before puberty.
And I get the question, and we both get the question, well, what about bathing with us? What about bathing with the parents? And generally, I think, you know, when they're little bitty, it's so sweet, that's fine. If that's what you're comfortable doing, if that's what your regimen is, that's fine. We're really not trying to dictate any of this. But I do think if they're showering with mom and dad and they are a little bit older and all those private parts are at eye level for the children, that's when you start to be mindful in this way. Maybe you don't invite them anymore, because certainly anything dad or mom, but especially dad, invites you to do, you kind of want to do it. Like, okay, dad, I'll wash the car with you. Anything that normally wouldn't sound like fun if dad invites you to do it. But we don't want them to ever feel pressure that they have to take those showers with us. So maybe stop inviting, but if they run up and open the shower door, can I jump in? Can I, you know, rinse off, whatever, and they're comfortable, then I don't see anything wrong with that. I would just be less inviting or less, and certainly not insisting once they get to be a little bit older that they bathe or shower with their parents.
Right. I think just be aware of everyone's level of modesty and hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same is for adults. You know, if the dad is uncomfortable changing in front of the kids, then let's be respectful of his modesty or his privacy and say, okay, then dad's changing. Let's keep the door closed. Or mommy's going to put her outfit on. I'll be downstairs in just a second. I'm going to close the door, lock the door, or whatever you have to say.
I'd like some privacy, please.
Exactly. But then on the flip, so again, it depends on how modest your home is. And what we say a lot is to respect the most modest person. So if you are comfortable not being dressed and, you know, everybody else in your family is very comfortable running around naked and, you know, you throw a top on and run downstairs or whatever, and you're comfortable with that, your spouse is comfortable with that, the kids are comfortable with that, that is okay. If that is the way your household works, that's fine. But if somebody is, you know, visibly nervous about that or uncomfortable or thinking, well, I'm just going to go to my room and close the door and change behind the, you know, closet door. If somebody's uncomfortable with that, we want to be respectful of that. Say, okay, you know what, everybody, we're going to change the way we do things around here and everyone's getting a robe for Christmas or something like that. You know, so be respectful of the most modest person and kind of set your family rules based on that person, whether it's the 8-year-old who's uncomfortable now, or your husband.
Or the dad, yes. And if you're having guests, maybe that's a good time to practice modesty. You know, our cousins are coming for this week, and we are going to have a lot of people in a few bathrooms. Let's always don't open the door to the bathroom if anyone else is in there. Always knock and, you know, just practice some polite modesty with other people, even if your whole family is very comfortable with being naked.
And I think that's a great point, too, of like setting boundaries for your family and then reiterating those when you're outside of your family, right? We're staying at our cousin's house this week. You guys, I know at our house, we're comfortable running around naked and whatever your rules are. But because we're around other people, you know, we're not going to walk outside this room until we're dressed. And same with like play dates and cousins or anywhere you go. I think addressing nudity and privacy is a great thing to do out loud. Mm-hmm. This is a little off topic, but
we're related.
Nudity, body parts, it's all whatever. But just to draw the line when you're outside your home, like it's easier to set boundaries when it's like, you know, your son and daughter in the bathtub, like that's easier to control. But when you're with other families, like we're all at the lake house spending the night, or we're all going to the cousin's slumber party at grandparents, I think it's helpful. And what we've kind of started to do with our friends is to somebody, and it doesn't have to be you, you know, find a mom or dad who's comfortable talking to all the kids, and kind of address everybody all at once. Say, okay, guys, we're all so happy to be here. It's fun. It's crazy. We're never going to close the doors. Don't pick on the little kids. If something happens, come and tell the grownups. There's absolutely no private parts. Keep your pants on. We're not doing anything with you naked. And don't turn the TV on. Or whatever the rules are, make sure you publicly include no nudity, keep your pants on, you know, no being silly.
No hiding in the closets.
Yeah, I think it's a similar mindset of, you know, clearing the air in a way, in a group setting where multiple families are together, of like, hey, listen up, these are the rules. It's just the same as like, if you break something, come and tell me. Don't leave people out. Don't take your pants off. It kind of helps bring levity to the situation in a way, but also makes it very clear to all the kids all at once that these are the rules. Mm-hmm. And I think that's helpful when you're blending families, whether that's a family trip or, you know, a dinner party, the kids are upstairs watching a movie, or you're going to the grandparents' house with cousins. I think it's really helpful just to be above reproach and to be very clear to all the kids, hey, these are the rules.
Right, right.
Just because, you know, again, and we say this a lot, is kids being naked and being silly with their bodies, playing doctor, looking at each other's private parts, touching each other, like all that is age appropriate curiosity, but it needs to be, we need to speak into it.
Yes, don't pretend like that couldn't possibly happen. And then also have a plan for after it happens. Like if someone does break one of those rules, just know that that is normal age appropriate curiosity. But stating beforehand, like Megan was just saying, you know, especially summer's coming up, there are going to be, we're all ready to be back together again. But we have not all been together again in such a long time that it's really good to sort of lay the groundwork, obviously with the adults in agreement beforehand, and then in front of all the kids, once everybody arrives, you know, here's where we're staying, here's where all these things are going to happen, and these are the ground rules. I just think that makes for everyone to be more comfortable.
Right. And I think then if something did happen, it gives the kid a plan, you know, hey, so-and-so showed me his bottom. Well, like that's innocent,
yes.
But we want to applaud the kid for sharing that information. They, you know, we set the clear rules. They knew who to talk to. They knew that was not, you know, part of the plan, part of the rules. And so I think it's just helpful for us as adults to give kids clear, crystal clear boundaries.
Exactly.
And ultimately, that's what is going to protect our kids. So we're giving them language and we're giving them boundaries.
So to wrap it up here, what we want to think about is modesty and also boundaries and giving children opportunities to hear us say what the boundaries are, whether that's taking baths together or changing clothes within our family. What are those boundaries? What's healthy? What's good? How do we protect each other? Then also when we're with other families, how do we handle that? This is really a great opportunity to consider, am I the modest person in the house? Is it okay with me if we're doing all these things? And how are my children reacting to situations like bath time, like friends, like going potty? what are they saying, and be mindful of what they're saying and be listening to them so that you can, as you move forward, have some boundaries that they understand.
And I hope this was helpful. I think if anything, it's just, instead of the takeaway being, okay, at age 7, that's when we stop. That's not our takeaway. Our takeaway is that hopefully you as a family can establish what you're comfortable with. And if it's working for your family, that's great. And then I also think it's important that we become very mindful and become verbal with these boundaries and guidelines as we start interacting with other families. So whether that's a play date or even like a family overnight, you know, a lake house or something like that, just to be aware and to really verbalize in front of all the kids clear boundaries. I think that is such a helpful way to protect our kids and to just kind of bring light to what could be a dark situation. So it's more of a above approach. And again, it just allows these kids to realize body parts are not silly and they're not shameful. It is what it is, and here are the boundaries. So I hope you can have the tools and language and vocabulary words to do this. And ultimately what we want to do is empower our kids and protect them.
Thanks for listening to the Birds and Bees podcast. Follow us on Instagram for more talking tips. And our online course is at birds-bees.com.